This week, I was breaking bread with some parishioners, and one asked me a question: why did you become a priest? That's always difficult to answer, because there's a mystery to it, even to me, and I can never fully articulate how grace works in my life. So there's a 20-second answer, there's a 20-minute answer, and there's a 2-hour answer, which no one wants to hear, including me. But as I thought about it later that day, looking back, it basically comes down to one sentence, which was the end of today's gospel: to whom much is given, much is expected. Through life experience and experiences in prayer, I've learned two things. God has been incredibly good to me. And the second is, the best way to say thank you is to find a way to give back to him. And this is where the Lord led me. Jesus says those words at the end of the parable about stewardship. Notice how the master owns everything, and he's putting stewards in temporary charge of things. We are caretakers. We are not owners of the master's gifts. We do not own anything from God's point of view. All is on loan to us, and all is gift. In my own life, I have been given family and friends. My family is certainly not perfect, far from it, but I never doubted that I was loved. I've been given opportunities in education that only most of the world can only dream of. I've been given the gift of life and the great gift of faith. And for all this and so much else, I concluded the Lord has been very, very good to me. And perhaps many of you would conclude the same. That's the first part. The second part is, to whom much is given, much is expected. You see, the master expects us to be good caretakers of his gifts. Each day, all of us are making choices, small and big. The choice is basically, we can either live for ourselves and squander these gifts on a self-absorbed life, or we can use those blessings to give back to the Lord by living for others in some way. That's the question each one of us will face at our judgment when we come before the Lord face to face. What did you do with what you've been given? And I'd often tell the college students, that's true. We can't control the cards we're dealt in life, but we are responsible for how we play them. Now, I think an important point in the parable is that the world is not a level playing field. You know, as Catholics, as Christians, we know more truth about God than others. In Jesus, we have been given more than others. When I was in campus ministry, I would often do interfaith dialogues. I've done them for years. Sometimes I would meet other Christians who separated people into saved and unsaved. A very black and white way of thinking, fundamentalist way of thinking, that sometimes appeals to young people during very chaotic lives and a chaotic world. But I find this approach to faith arrogant. I find those discussions really boring. They bore me to death. Who's saved, who's not saved? That approach of life assumes that the world's a level playing field. It assumes that everybody is given the same opportunities. And it does not appreciate the mystery of God, the mystery of grace, or the mystery of life. So I think if we realize we've been blessed by God, that is awesome. Good for us. But do not use this to judge other people. Just know that with that comes great expectations. Much is expected of us. The real question is, when we see the Lord face to face, what have we done with what has been given to us? And so may the Eucharist we're about to celebrate open our eyes again to see the Lord has been incredibly good to us. But then also to move us as stewards to say thank you to him by finding a way to give back. Jesus says in the gospel, and he says now to each and every one of us, to whom much is given, much is expected.